can't handle the truth.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the True Review Preview Podcast for the UFC 134 pay-per-view, which is on this Sunday here in Australia, live on Main Event from 12 o'clock, I think, or 1 o'clock. That's how much research I've done for this episode. But prelims will be airing from 11 o'clock on Fuel TV and also on Main Event, so you can check out all the prelims on there. Now, I'm going to start this podcast off a little bit differently because there was some big UFC news that happened in the past month, I guess, since I last did the podcast. And it is that the UFC has finally got themselves on network television in America, which is big news. So the UFC and Fox, obviously Fox, the television channel, have announced details of a landmark 7-year broadcast deal. So that's big news for the UFC, who up until now have only been on cable TV and pay-per-view in America, and I guess Australia. But they will still obviously be on cable TV here in Australia. So what that means is that pretty much everything UFC will be moving over to Fox and their affiliate networks, such as FX, and Fuel TV. So no more Spike TV in America. Moves all over to Fox. So Fox already has other things like the NFL, Major League Baseball, NASCAR, so sort of makes sense that the UFC fits right in there with those other brands, which is great to hear. And there will be a UFC event on November 12th on Fox. It'll be the first event on Fox, and then all other UFC programming will start in January 2012. That also means for the popular reality-based show The Ultimate Fighter, that'll be moving over to the FX channel. So there's some big news there. You can read all about that on MMAfighting.com. And yeah, hold on, I've just read something else here. So it means there'll be 36 UFC fights a year on Fox-owned networks. So it'll include 26 live Ultimate Fighter fights, so they're all going to be live now, and it'll have 6 fight night sort of shows on FX and 4 major events on Fox. So that's fucking heaps of UFC stuff to be shown on American TV. So that's all the info there. You can check it all out online anyway. Anyway, on to what the podcast is actually about. UFC 134, which is being headlined by Anderson Silva versus Yushin Okami. So Okami is the next challenger for Anderson Silva's title, and it will be taking place at the HSBC Arena in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. And it's going to be the second event that the UFC has hosted in Brazil, and the last one being UFC 17.5, which was back in 1998. So it's the first time in 13 years that they've come back to Brazil. Which is a bit surprising seeing there's so many Brazilian fighters in the UFC now. And yeah, that's not too much background to this one. Just it's a big Brazilian card. Pretty much every fight bar one has a Brazilian fighter featuring in it. And the one that's doesn't have the Brazilian fighter, I think the American American versus Canadian. So just as exciting. So alright, we're going to look through mainly the main card, and I'll just tell you guys a few of the other fights on the prelim cards that are probably going to be a bit exciting. But yeah, so let's move on to our main card. Alright, like how I did on the last UFC podcast, I'll read the card out, the main card, and I'll read it pretty much in order that it's going to show on the pay-per-view, so the first fight and then the last fight obviously being the main event. So let's check out the first fight of the night. It's a light heavyweight bout between Brazilian Luiz Cain and Bulgarian Stanislav Nedkov. Obviously, Luiz Kane here being a UFC veteran, and he's got 4 wins and 3 losses inside the octagon. And his last fight was against Elliot Fire Marshall, and he won that fight via first round TKO. His opponent is Stanislav Nedkov, who is making his UFC debut. The Bulgarian has an MMA record of 11 wins and no losses. Both guys are very similar fighting styles here. Both are Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu fighters and also have a mix of boxing and grappling and Muay Thai. So, yeah, the backstory behind this one is Nedkov signed with the UFC back in June 2010. So that's, what's that, over a year and a year and a bit ago. So it's been a long time coming for him to make his official debut, with a few withdrawals of other fights from injury and opponents withdrawing and stuff like that. And he's going to definitely have a very hard task facing UFC veteran Luiz Kane. Both men have a lot of TKO victories on their records, which should make for a really great stand-up battle. Meaning it'll definitely go punch for punch, and if I don't know if we'll see a lot of their Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu come into play, but yeah, it'll be, this one might be more of a case of experience versus the new guy, experience being Luiz Kane here. Even though they've got the same amount of sort of fights under their belt, it'll be a little bit different because Kane's fought a lot of these upper tier guys, like he's fought Big Nogueira, and he's fought other guys of similar stature and experience. So that'll be the interesting thing to watch, to see how Nedkov does in the UFC. In saying that, I am predicting Stanislav Nedkov to come out with a second round TKO win in this one, so to get his UFC debut in the win column. So that should be an interesting fight. Looking forward to seeing that one. I haven't seen many of Luiz Kane's fights before, but yeah, so that should be interesting. Alrighty, next on the card, we have a lightweight bout, which is a Brazilian Edson Barboza versus the Brit Ross Pearson. Barboza is undefeated as well in his record. He's a former Ring of Combat light heavyweight champion as well. So his fighting styles are Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, Muay Thai, and wrestling. And he's got a record of 8-0 with 2 wins and no losses in the UFC. He had a fight probably about 6 months ago versus Anthony Nishikuani, which he won via unanimous decision. He's facing Ross Pearson, who won season 9 of The Ultimate Fighter, and he's a veteran British fighter on the British circuit. His main styles are Taekwondo and Judo. He's 4-1 in the UFC with an overall 12-4. And I actually witnessed his last fight back at UFC 127 up in Sydney. And he fought Spencer Fisher to a unanimous decision win. So that was really good for him there. This is a very hard one to call down the line, seeing both guys are doing very well in their UFC careers. Only the one loss of Ross Pearson in the UFC. In saying that, though, Barbosa's unbeaten record is pretty daunting, and seeing he's fighting in his home country as well, that'll be very hard for Pearson to probably get over. So it could be one-sided, but I've seen Pearson fight in person, and the way he approaches his opponents, and his tenacity, and especially his hard chin, it could make for a very interesting fight, especially in the stand-up game. So it'll be more of a case of whether Pearson can continue his recent form or if Barboza will be too elusive for Pearson's stand-up game. I don't think it'll really go to the ground too much because I haven't really seen these guys do too much groundwork. So my prediction for this one is a win for Pearson via unanimous decision. So I'm a bit of a fan of Pearson's work and I loved watching him on The Ultimate Fighter. And it'll be good to see if he can continue his recent form. But that should be a cracking fight as well, actually. Alrighty, on to the third bout, which is a heavyweight bout between Antonio Rodrigo Nogueira, or Big Nog, versus the American Brendan Schaub. And many people know Nogueira, but for those of you that don't, he's a former UFC heavyweight champ, and he's a former Pride heavyweight champ, so he's held plenty of gold around his waist. His fighting styles is generally Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, boxing, and judo. His MMA record, which is pretty massive, is 36 wins, 6 losses, 1 draw, and 1 no contest, with his UFC record being 3 wins and 2 losses. Now, his last fight was against now heavyweight champ Cain Velasquez, and he lost that fight via first round KO, which I guess is understandable, seeing Velasquez is now the heavyweight champ of the world. His opponent, Brendan Schaub, was it was on season 10 of The Ultimate Fighter, and he was a finalist, only losing to Roy Nelson in the final. And he's a former NFL player, or AFL being the Arena Football League player. His main styles are boxing and Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. His MMA record is 8-1, and in the UFC it is 4-1. And his last fight was against the legendary Mirko Krokop, and he won that via TKO in the third round. This fight will be definitely a very big stand-up fight, with both guys being pretty heavy strikers. Nogueira has shown in the past his Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and Judo skills, being able to take down big guys. So unless he can take Schaub down and work him from the ground, that could be a bit of trouble there for Schaub. Seeing I haven't really seen Schaub on the ground too much and seen his ground game. So the only other thing here as well is Big Nog hasn't fought in around 18 months, and he's coming off hip and knee injuries. So there's a bit of wonder there to see whether he's going to be 100% going into the fight, or, you know, he's getting, you know, late 30s as well, so whether his age is playing a part in the healing process, etc., etc. And then on the other hand, Brendan Schaub, who's just been rising through the ranks very quickly, made short work of Mirko Krokop and looked very impressive against him. And he also got a impressive win before that over former contender Gabriel Gonzaga. So it'll be a case of old versus new. Brendan Schaub's improving with every fight, pretty much. So it'll have to see whether Big Nog's got the home ground advantage and whether he can, you know, this is sort of his comeback fight, really. If he loses this one, not sure where he goes from here. But it'll be interesting to see whether the hybrid Brendan Schaub can continue his climb up the heavyweight ranks. So I'm actually predicting Schaub with the win. I think it'll go to the second round, and he'll probably win via TKO. And yes, onto the co-main event of the evening, which is a fairly big fight. It's a light heavyweight bout between Mauricio Shogun Rua and Forrest Griffin, so Brazilian versus American here again. Shogun obviously being a former light heavyweight champ, and he's also a former Pride middleweight Grand Prix winner. Main fighting styles are Muay Thai and Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and he has a record of 16-5 and 3-3 in the UFC. Obviously, his last fight was against John Jones for the title, which he obviously lost via third round TKO. And that was slightly devastating for him. And his opponent, everybody sort of knows this guy anyway, but I'll read out some of his stats. That being Forrest Griffin, who's a former UFC light heavyweight champ, and he was the winner of season 1 of The Ultimate Fighter. His styles are kickboxing, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, freestyle fighting, boxing as well as kickboxing. MMA record is 18 wins and 6 losses, and his UFC record is 7 wins and 4 losses. Griffin's last fight was actually against Rich Franklin, which he won via unanimous decision. So this is another big fight, especially in the light heavyweight division, to see where everyone's rankings are at and who's going to be up there soon as a contender for champ John Jones. Even though in saying that, though, these guys will probably need to fight another top contender before they get their shot at the title. But still, it's a big, big matchup for both guys. See who's right up there. Obviously, Rua's coming off the shellacking he copped from John Jones. I think a lot, seven, say March. So he'll be looking to get back on the win board here. And then these two first met back in 2006 in one of Rua's first fights in the UFC. And Forrest Griffin came off with the win there. But Griffin hasn't fought in almost a year, so I don't know whether that will be his Achilles heel and mean whether he's not going to be fit enough or, you know, something like that, because Rua's been on and off fighting for the past 2 years. But it'll be another great stand-up game. A lot of these fights are just going to be real punch-for-punch sort of fights. But it'll be interesting to see whether the guys use a bit of their Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu to get the takedown and see whether they can work in some submission attempts. But, yeah, in saying that, I think... Oh, it's a tough one. I think Shogun, so Mauricio Rua, will get the win here. I think it'll go a full three rounds to unanimous decision. And it'll be Rua's back on to his title hunt win. Shit description, but yeah. Alrighty, let's check out the main event for the evening, which is for the UFC Middleweight Championship. Anderson Silva, obviously the champion, the Brazilian. We are facing Yushin Okami, who hails from Japan. A lot of people obviously know who Silva is. He's the current middleweight champ and has been since 2006, would you believe? A lot of websites and journalists rank him as one of the pretty much the top pound-for-pound fighter in the world. If you've seen him fight, you would have seen that he's a Muay Thai fighter. He also uses elements of boxing, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, Judo, Taekwondo, so he's a very well-rounded fighter. His MMA record is 30 wins and 4 losses, and he's 12-0 in the UFC. And he's defended his middleweight belt 8 times. So I think it's almost a record going into this one. Not sure whether JSP has a record or whether Anderson Silva does, but 8 wins. 8 title defense wins. His last fight was obviously against Vitor Belfort, which he won via very impressive first round knockout, which was a front kick to the face. Pretty sick to watch, actually. Obviously his opponent, Yushin Okami, who is a black belt in judo, and has been fighting in the UFC for quite a long time as well, actually. His main styles are wrestling, kickboxing, submission grappling, so he's a real sort of ground game worker. MMA record, 26 wins, 5 losses, and his UFC record is 9-2, which is great as well, actually. His last fight was against Nate Marquardt, and he won via unanimous decision. Now, the odds here, I talked about this on my mate Ricky's podcast the other day, but the odds here were something like Anderson Silva was $1.10 and Yushin Okami was at $4.50. So he's got ridiculous odds on him, Anderson Silva, and why not, really? He's looked so strong against pretty much every contender that he's come up against, besides maybe the Chael Sonnen fight. And he seemed to get back into form after he knocked out Belfort last time. These two have fought before, back in, I think it was about 2004, 2005. Okami did win that fight, but it was due to Silva being disqualified for some illegal knees, so I don't know whether you count that as a proper win, but I think Silva's a much better fighter now than he was 6 or 7 years ago anyway. Best way I see Okami getting the win here, the outside chance win, is if he can use his judo and submission grappling skills to take down Silva and control him from the ground, because that's the one weakness we saw when he fought Chael Sonnen. That'll be the only way of getting with a chance. If you're any fighter going up against Anderson Silva, you need to look at that Chael Sonnen fight and see what Chael did for 25 minutes he was just pressing on Anderson Silva the whole time, not letting him go. You know, those little niggly punches that just get annoying. It was just right on him the whole fight, and you could tell Anderson Silva was getting frustrated and wasn't able to get anywhere with it. And Anderson Silva is just going to do exactly what he does. He'll use his elusive boxing skills and just... He reads body movements so well, which it always makes for a pleasure to watch. So my prediction in this one is an Anderson Silva win. I think it'll reach the second round, but I think Silva will win via knockout. So that's the main card. Went through that pretty quickly, actually. A few other fights on the prelim cards, which will probably be really good ones. Thiago Tavares is versing Spencer Fisher, so that should be a good one. Also, Rosimar Palhares is versing Dan Miller. That'll be another great one. And that's about it. I don't know a lot of the other fighters. A lot of them are Brazilian fighters, and I'm not sure about them. So, but that'll actually be televised on Facebook. You can check it out. So that's interesting. And another little tidbit for the show is Joe Rogan won't be doing color commentary for the fights. Kenflo Florian will be commentating instead, which is always an interesting commentary. So that's my UFC 134 preview. And it should be a really, really exciting event. I probably won't be able to see it again, but I'll check out the replay. I'll probably download it after it goes up on the net, and then I'll check out the fights there. But thanks for listening to this preview, review, whatever you want to call it, podcast. And hope you guys have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you next week for the regular show. All right, catch. Jump out!